Erev Tov Rabotai, so we'll obviously speak about it more after Arvit, but tonight is a very significant night. Tonight is exactly 10 years, one decade from marking the yard site of Maran Zichrono Livracha. So first of all, Tehi Nishmato Tzurav Tzar Chaim, and it should be Melitz Yosher for Am Yisrael. We really need it right about now. And I actually have something very, very, very creepy to show you about the yard site and what it has to do with the current events. So stay tuned for after Arvit. So I don't usually do creepy, but just it's like creepy in a good way. So Bezat Hashem will do that. Maybe somebody else should. You lost. So Bekitzur, tonight is the first session of Hashkafa, questions and answers. I know myself, besides for the questions on Emunah U'Bitachon that I've been getting for the past week and a half or so, but I know I've had my own questions, concerns, thoughts, anxieties, Avodat Amidot, thank you, that have been present since Simchat Torah. So I want to open the floor to anybody who wants to bring anything up, a question or a concern or a feeling. I think it would be, you know, zin hinav, because everybody's, we're all in the same boat together. So I open the floor and ask away. Chavod.
Amen.
You never cease to amaze me. That's a good thing.
So, in life, let's when someone's
the press.
Next time, I'll bring a real microphone.
Go ahead.
So, whenever someone's dealing with a problem in life, let's say someone wants to get mad or something, or any problem, Where's the fine line between, oh, I didn't do my hishtalud, or Hashem just didn't want this to happen yet, or for me, you know, or for anyone.
You asked a very, I just want to preface that the answer to this question with the fact that hishtalut's, I guess, function in Emunah Bitachon is one of the greatest machloket rishonims that exist in Judaism, you know. I don't have to tell you that between the Rabbeinu Bechaye in Sha'ar HaBitachon in Chovot HaLevavot and the Ramban in Sha'ar HaGemul and other places, there are different shitot about how Hishtadlut plays into our Chova of Bitachon. Now, let's assume for a second, it's very clear from the Gra and from the Briskerav and others that real top-tier Bitachon does not follow Rabbeinu Bechaye, who holds that there is a chovah of hishtadlut, which means even for tzaddikim, hishtadlut is a part of our, I guess, the greater goal of bitachon. You have to. That's part of it. It's a curse. You have to do it. That's the hishtadlut. The Ramban and others hold that no, hishtadlut is only for those who need it, but those who are tremendous, tremendous ba'alei bitachon, and they are able to put all of their focus and their emunah bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't need hishtadlut. Hishtadlut is not a mitzvah. It's a chisaron. The Brisker Rav, interestingly, in his chidushim on the on Tehilim, the back of Chidushei Agriz. So he, interestingly, as he also says that the Gra does the same thing, they paskin al hakidat Ramban, which means optimally, if you want to know la'alacha, which is better, with or without hishtadlut, la'alacha, without. Aval, ma na'aseh, bedorenu anu, that most people cannot be mitnaheg according to that shita. Most people, we are not on the level of such ba'alei bitachon, and we kind of have to downgrade to the shita that requires hishtadlut, and that's what we do. So to answer your question, how do I know that I've exhausted my hishtadlut, and now, you know, people sometimes don't realize, it's a cute quote that I saw one time, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu They say, Hashem, why aren't you answering? But sometimes we fail to realize that no is also an answer. You know that? Sometimes Hashem says no. Mala asot. Now, does that mean that even... We don't know that Hashem says no because we're not Nevi'im and we don't have Nevi'im. So it's still chovat ha-bitachon and chovat ha-tfilah to continue to daven for it. Aval, at the end of the day, there's no such thing as a tefillah that's unanswered. Maybe the answer is no, or maybe the answer is not yet, or maybe the answer is not for you, but for your descendants. There's no such thing as a tefillah sheshava rekam. We daven mifanecha malkeinu rekam al teshivenu. So if a person has exhausted what is considered, and even Rabbeinu Bechaye says that bitachon is also limited. Person can be under the mistaken notion that as a bitachon, mitzvah, according to Rabbeinu Bechaye, so I hold like that shita, let's say, I'm going bitachon. You can't keep doing bitachon. You cross the boundary of bitachon, you're already in chisaron shel emunah. You're already in a lack of emunah. So once you do, you exhaust whatever is considered normal in that thing, then, now, again, you gave a very poignant example of marriage, let's say. Don't... Bederech ha-teva, bederech ha-olam, a person can't say, well, I dated 5 girls and it didn't happen and I'm not married yet and therefore what? Must be, now it's time to stop the ishtadlut. Hashem's answer is no and therefore stop. That's wrong for 2 reasons. Why is that wrong? Give me 2 reasons why lefi halacha is a ta'ut.
Because why would there be like a thing for a mitzvah?
Oh, well, I'm going to rephrase that. Number one, you have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-torah shel pirav revya. And other mitzvot that can only be mekuyam, whether or not is kiddushin a mitzvah or only hechsher mitzvah. Yifeh meod, yifeh meod. Maor ashrecha ze. Yeah, that's the shiur pticha for kiddushin. I think that's every rebbe gave that shiur pticha for. Ze pashut ze. Aval mikol makom. You have a mitzvah leitchaten ulakim bayit neman b'Yisrael. You can't say, oh, I've exhausted my ishtadlut. My exhausted ishtadlut. Imagine you don't have a person. Chas v'shalom can't afford a pair of tefillin. So he's working, he says, I've exhausted my ishtadlut. Zeh. No! Elama, work and work and work and earn till you can buy the tefillin. Same thing over here. That's reason number one why that's mistaken. Number two, you can only say that you've exhausted your chovat ishtadlut when that's the normal method of ishtadlut by Rov ben Adam. Rov ben Adam do not ever stop their ishtadlut in shiduchim until... So you get married, then you continue. Now again, not to say that it's easy. Sometimes people are in the parsha for many, many years. It's a ko'ev. Ko'ev. Ke'ev leva nefesh. It really, really hurts when a person's stuck. Loneliness is, it's very, very difficult. Aval, most people, will not to say that people don't get down, but people continue and go and go and go until it works out. But in other realms, whatever it is, you're trying to achieve a certain thing in any mundane area of Olam Hazeh. Eventually, when most people stop pursuing it, that's the end of Chovat HaYishtadlut. If Yishtadlut is even a Chovah. Maybe we'll have a series, I don't know, but this is a very, with Mar Mekomis and stuff, Bli Neder, to delve into the Rishonim and see what exactly is the Chovat HaYishtadlut and Bitachon. Because, you know, these are daily things. You got to know. Marriage, Parnassah, anything. You know, everything... Everything and anything in Olam Hazeh is subject to our amount of ishtadlut and level of bitachon, so it's important to know the thing. So, that answer? Good? Okay, anybody else? One second. Yeah, go ahead. Zeh?
Eliyahu, Yedidin. Now they're color-coded. Bechavod.
By the kippos and by the shirts.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. You're still undercover.
Let's say.
Yonatan is in uniform. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say someone knows. Let's say someone like wants to go to work and they know that they're gonna go on that path.
So,
and he has 2 ways to go. Either he could go and establish himself a little earlier in business, then maybe throughout his later 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, he might have he's gonna have more time to learn, or the rough thing is more kedai for someone to always keep very, very, very strong, but he might never get that secure place.
I want to interject with your question. It's a very valid, legitimate question. I want to say the first tzad of the shayla was a very big no-no. A lot of people, and they make. I've heard many Ba'alei Musar speak about this. It's not for naught that Chazal told us in Pirkei Avot. Al tomar l'chsheefne eshne sheme lo tipane. People always say, "Oh, you know what? When I've made all my money, and I have my 401k, my IRA, my all, you know, everything's settled with pension and with zeh, and I married off all my kids, and now what? Then I'm going to grow old and go to Agra Dapirka. You know what Agra Dapirka is? It's like a retired people's kolah that they have in and I'm going to go there, and I'm going to finish Shas and become Gdol Ador at 87. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen. Maybe sometimes v'derech nis, it's never too late, but al pi derech hateva, that fails. People don't realize. What do you think? You have the same amount of koach later in life? What do you think? You have the same amount of brains later in life, the same amount of focus? The body, the mind deteriorate with age. That's what happened. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. So what are you waiting for to say, I'm going to do it later? No, I shouldn't say nobody, but most people who have said throughout history, I'm going to do it later, most times they don't. So that's certainly not a game plan. But on the other hand, you're saying, what? But if I do it now, then like the Pasuk in Echa tells us, Mipi Elyon lo tetze ra'ot ve'atov. There's no such thing as evil from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can a person ever think for a moment that spending more time be Torah, Tfilah, Ma'asim Tovim, immersed in Avodat Hashem, what that's going to cause you? A ba'aya b'parnasa? What kind of kofer do you have to be to say something like that? And what? Learning more Torah is going to cause you less parnasa? Shem Yishmor, is a kfirah mamar, is a pikoros. Yeah? Elama. We come back to what? What are you going to tell me? But what about? Shtadlus. Yeah? So, life, if you haven't already noticed, one of the main themes of life is straddling this line between bitachon, where we're supposed to be, and hishtadlut that we need to do, because unfortunately most of us are on the lower level of the totem pole of bitachon, so we need to do a little bit hishtadlut. So you're constantly having to make that judgment call in life. So if I do this, is it too much ishtadlut, not enough bitachon? Or is it being not doing enough ishtadlut and not being yotze mai chovat bitachon? Many things in life, you're busy making that judgment call. And guess what? Many times you have to ask a shayla. You have to do she'elat chacham and figure out what it is. It's hard to say. There's no one-size-fits-all answer for that question. But many times, if you're planning on going into business, and that's, again, not everybody is going to be, you're all going to be b'nei Torah, obviously. Ben Torah doesn't necessarily mean in the Kotlei Beit HaMidrash, Midrash physically 24/7. Ben Torah means wherever you go, you take the Beit HaMidrash with you. That's a Ben Torah. You're a Ben Torah mibayit u'michutz. The Chafetz Chaim says a very interesting vart, and I'm going to come back to answer the question. Chafetz Chaim says, why do we call a Ben Torah Ben Torah? Why Ben Torah? Tamit Chacham also, but why Ben Torah? If I ask you, what is the number one characteristic that defines a bin? If you didn't know somebody, if you saw two people and you had no idea that they were related, what's your only clue that they're father and son? No, let's say you never spoke to them.
Huh?
Resemblance. Yeah? You look at them, you see a resemblance. Oh, yeshama mashu. Nahon? It's perceptive, you can tell. You know what a bin Torah is? A person doesn't speak to you, he doesn't know you, he doesn't know your last name, your first name, Knum, but he looks at you and he sees that you're a ben shel Torah. Ze ben Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim. He looks at you. This color shirt, that color shirt, zakol shtiyot. Zakol shtiyot, ta'aminli. Ta'aminli. By the Aron, it says, mibayit u'michutz tetzapenu. It's an identity thing. Beseder, I get it. I've been to yeshiva, see that white shirt? Kachayah, because that's how I grew up and that's how I identify. Beseder. Aval, we live in a generation where people are unjustifiably judged labeled, categorized based on what they wear, how they wear it, where they come from, which country their parents immigrated from.
Or which city.
Or which city, or which country, which planet. Yeah. Anyway, came from this planet, that planet. Yeah. So they came here by spaceship. Zeh shalom. They're here. Now, it says, Rabotai, זה הכל שטויות. זה הכל באמת. רחמנא לי, ביי. הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't want the shirt. He wants what's under the shirt. הבנתם? He wants what's inside. זה האמת. One second. You're going to ask me about uniforms. I know you. You're going to ask me about white shirts. One second. Please don't ask me about white shirts. I know. I'm kidding. Now, I'm going to come back to you. But I just want to finish this. If a person is in a situation where he needs to make that hishtadlut and he says, listen, this is for whatever, for better or for worse, this is my plan in life. I'm going to go start a career in whatever it is and I need to do this and this. The answer to that is, yeah, go out. Aval, mizeh u'mizeh al tanach yadecha. It's not all or nothing. It's not either Torah or business. Or no, it's both. You're ben Torah mibayit u'mechutz. In Beit HaMidrash, in the business. You know how we say, libi b'mizrach? There's libi b'mizrach for the Beis Medrash too. You go to work, nachon, you go to work. Aval if ha'lev, if the lev is in Beit HaMidrash, ata ben Torah. And that's... You remember the vart that I told you again and again from the Chazon Ish? Things that happen ba'olam hazeh, b'derech ha'olam is Torah. Nachon? It's not necessarily the highest level. Business is Torah. You know why? Because Hashem put us in this world and the Chazon Ish says the world is Torah. The olam runs the lefi ritzonon yitbarach and that's Torah. As lachin, you have to find a way to fit in all the... What do you think? Forget about Torah for a second. What do you think in business and in life and in family? You don't have to find... Right? Can you imagine a person gets married and says, I'm only business now. Lady, I don't know you, I don't know Mata. So what do you have to do? You know, fit it all together. Compartmentalize. Do it. Same thing with Torah. Yes, Shimshi, talk to me.
You're referring to the headaches that kill people.
Okay.
But do you feel bad at all? Those civilians? Or should we not feel bad, should we feel bad that there's like been a loss of life in general?
Yes.
Or like,
yes.
Should we feel like...
You should, yeah.
Let me get the measures by Mitzvim, and a lot of the singing in
general. Ma'asi adet, obin bayam. Yeah. Ve'atim omru shira, there's such a thing. Now again, lefi, not shira, the question is, forget about saying shira. There's also another idea of Ba'avod Rishayim Rina, which is that there's a pasuk that when the Rishayim perish, that, now, Lefi Derech HaTeva, we know that a lot of these civilians, the shortage of the word civilians is civil. Amash. Yeah. Anyway, but many of these civilians grow up to be terrorists, and that's how they're indoctrinated. Aval in kol zeh, you have to look at it the other way, that we're not justifying Chas V'Shalom. The reason why they grow up like that is exactly because of it. They're indoctrinated. That's how they're taught and brainwashed and whatever. Which means that before that happens, they're still quote-unquote civilians. So, yeah, there's a loss of life that hurts, but there is no loss of life that hurts Am Yisrael like Achenu Bnei Yisrael. That's the tragedy. We feel bad that this is happening. It's war. We don't like war. We want to live at peace, but this is unfortunately collateral damage from war. We feel bad about every loss of life, but we mourn the loss of life only of Achenu Bnei Yisrael.
Should we doubt that they should be safe?
No. Apitan. Because you see al pi derech hateva that they're going to be the ones to come get you, so why would you doubt for their safety? Apitan. Hashem atov ve'ainav yaseh. Huh?
Can't say the innocent ones should be safe?
No.
If there are any innocent ones, they should be safe.
But how do you know? But again, the Fidel Chateva, how do they grow up? They grow up being taught to kill you.
Why should you be upset if they die?
Because right now, Ba'asher Husham, just like Ishmael himself, what does the Torah say by Ishmael? In the beginning, Arashah Gadol. But then what? When he was Notel Amuth, Ba'ishmael Elohim El Kol Anar Ba'asher Husham. Kadosh Baruch Hu heard him, he's Chozer B'tshuva. At that moment, Hashem said, Uzakai, I got to keep him alive. The Midrash says, Mamash Ba'ishmael. Apropos,
Midrash says that the Malachim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, this person's descendants are going to slaughter, maim, mutilate, kill, massacre your children. And you're keeping them alive. What did Hashem say? Ba'asher Usham. The beauty of Teshuvah is that at that moment, if he's sincerely chozer b'tshuvah, Hashem says, I got to keep him alive. And that's Amur Afim B'Yishmael Atzmo. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, Hashem knows that from Ishmael, these terrorists are going to come. And yet he kept them alive. Shamata? Yeah, Mishael Matomir.
There's only 3 or 4 minutes left. 4 minutes left until 9:55, where they're going to give their.
The Vart? Okay,
right, so let.
Go ahead, fun.
Do you have to work to tea at night?
Oh, no.
To bed?
No. At night.
There's no chovah. There's no. Well, let.
100%.
One second. Let's first talk about mitzvah, then we'll talk about Shemirah. In terms of mitzvah, is there a mitzvah to wear tzitzit during the day? Also, well, not really. Well, not really. Because mitzvah, tzitzit is a mitzvah kiyumit, which means it's a mitzvah if you have arba kanfot on you to put tzitzit on them. So we try to be mechayev ourselves in that mitzvah by wearing bigot and arba kanfot and putting tzitzit. Now, what about at night? Although the pasuk says, "Uritem oto," in the Gemara Darshan's, "Bizman she'atem roim oto," she'ze bayom velo balayla. But there's a famous machloket. Maran brings down Siman Chet between the Rambam and the Rosh about ksutiyom balayla. What happens if you? Everybody agrees that if you wear a night garment at night, that night garment is patul mitzitzit. Question is, what happens if you wear? Huh? Femeod machloket poskim ze she'ela yafa. But if you wear a beged of tzitzit that's usually ra'ui layom, beged shel yom, there's many rishonim that are mechayev midoraita. Because we don't necessarily go by the time of day according to some rishonim. Rather, we go according to the Rosh. What do we say? We go by the time of day that beged is usually worn. And therefore, just like you're able to be mechayev et atzmecha min haTorah with a beged of arba'a kanfot, aliba dekula alma, by wearing it during the day, you're able to be mechayev et atzmecha according to some poskim in the same level of mitzvah, but wearing it during the night. Now, is it a chovah? No. Do you have to sleep with tzitzit? No. The Minishchai brings down that there's an added measure of shmirah balayla, min hamazikim, and mechalomot ra'ot, when a person wears, Minishchai brings 3 segulot for staying away from bad dreams. Number one, he says, kriyat shema alamita. Person's makpid kriyat shema alamita helps keep away from bad dreams. Number two, to wear tzitzit. Person wears tzitzit at night, shomer alav. Number 3, taking off metal from the body. Person should not have matechet on his body, including his watch, during the night. Again, it's not isur, but it's a shmirah from all sorts of chalomot ra'im during the night. Now, so, yesh kaze davar, so mitzvah, you could be mechayev yourself. Inyan shel shmirah, absolutely. Yeah, go ahead. Last one. That what? The Ben Ishai brings from the Arizal. Yeah, the Arizal himself used to wear tzitziot when he went to sleep. That's where he brings from. Tov, Rabotai Ad Kan, there's a short, was it Dvar Halacha? Dvar Musar? Dvar Tvila, Ad Kan Rabotai. Please, don't forget after Arvit, please go upstairs to room 210 for the Hilula. Tonight is the Hilula of Maran Zichron Baracha. So please join us. Kulam. Kulam. כולם, גם אשכנזים, גם ספרדים, כולם.